Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about seven elements needed for success in the construction industry. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Success is a simple word, but it comes with heavy price. We have usually seen people always running for business, but it is quite difficult to get it. A person has to strive hard for years to achieve it. Some even try a few shortcuts, and they also are able to taste success but not achieve it. As it's rightly said, there is no substitute for hard work. You can be smart with your work, but just being smart does not help. You need to be equally hardworking. People who believe in smart work can only taste success for a short while. Then they fall right back of their cards. It is because the foundation on which they are standing is not strong enough to keep them on top for long. People in the construction industry, in particular, have to go through a lot of hard work and patience to achieve this success. Other than that, there are a few other factors that are imperative for them to have in order to succeed in the construction industry. Number one, people-to-people contact. You got to be a good communicator if you are a part of a construction industry. Most of the world leaders are good communicators. Substantially, you need to be remarkable when it comes to the people-to-people connect. You should basically speak with everybody in your company, right from the worker to the managers who are managing the workers, and you should try to communicate with everybody. You should be able to reach out to them, and so should they. They will earn you some very important, and that is the people's loyalty. Next, patience. Patience is the key. When you are after something, you should be patient enough. Success is nothing but just a benchmark that you draw, and then you try to achieve. While you are in the process of achieving it, you should remember that you are rushing things, and you can spoil all over your effort. Therefore, try to be much patience as you can. Next, remaining focused. A few failures in our life, and we tend to lose our focus. This is completely unacceptable when you are part of a dynamic industry like construction. Here, in part of the business, you are just can't afford to lose your thoughts or focus. Therefore, teach yourself something and learn from it and move on. Next, be punctual. When you are often taught to be punctual in our schools, but the kind of tends to forget when it comes to a journey of life, your punctuality displays how professional you are in your work. It also shows that you're serious towards your business and also how much you respect others' time. Next, knowing your business. To conduct the construction business, you first need to know the business well. You can't just jump into the business and take important decisions. Important decisions are taken based on experience, and if you lack that, you better start from the beginning. Next, learn a bit about heavy equipment. Very important. Heavy equipment plays an important role in the construction business. It is imperative to know which machine is needed for what purpose, or else you might end up buying something that is no use to you. And lastly, market your business well. Promoting your business will let others know your existence. You need to learn to promote your business in a way that is cost-effective, pretty much in your budget, and connect with people across the spectrum. Again, these are very good points about your construction industry and your construction business. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.